This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. We're always moving ahead.
Yeah.
Now we're ahead into June.
Hopefully it gets a little warmer. This last week was a little chilly.
Wouldn't mind seeing a little rain. That's about all we got was a little rain.
Yeah, just
day.
Like a...
Not enough to make a big dent in things.
Right.
3/4 of an inch, but... I mean, anything helps.
Yeah.
Boy, really. It's been such an odd spring and early summer season this year, you know, with March being so warm and everything budding. And then April was pretty much April.
Yeah.
But, you know, May just kind of got wacky. And then it got hot and dry.
Yeah, real hot.
And all of a sudden, everybody's lawns and things are burned out.
I know. It didn't take very long, huh?
Thank good the crops are growing rapidly,
though.
Yes, I can't believe how fast those things are sprouting. But, yeah, we could use a little bit of rain. Not, you know, not a lot. Not like last year.
No.
You know, where we saw a lot of rain early in the season and caused some issues. But we could sure see, we sure stand to see a little bit of rain just to kind of green things up again. Did you have a good Memorial Day weekend?
I did. How about you?
Oh, great.
Yeah, good.
Great. Had a chance to get out and enjoy the Atlantic Memorial Day service and chance to get out over the weekend and play a little golf with friends and have some nice food on the grill, of course.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yourself?
Let's see. It was a busy weekend. That Saturday we were over at making apple skivers. I actually got in front of the fryer thing and
you were nervous
turned
about
them.
That.
I was so worried about messing them up and getting them all doughy and inside, but I don't think I did too bad. We didn't have people come up and complain to me, so
they just throw them
I guess
back.
That's a good
I mean, if they're a little, you know, wet inside, we call them twinkies, but they'll throw them back. Tivoli Fest was fun, though. I was out of town.
It was so warm.
Yeah,
it was warm, that's for sure, as always. But yeah, there was a good turnout. And then let's see, Saturday some time with some family, and Sunday same thing. And then Monday we had a Memorial Day picnic over in Avoca with family.
Really?
So yeah,
well, fun. That sounds like a good time. Anytime you get a chance to spend some time with some friends and family and get outside and eat good food.
Oh, yeah.
How do you go wrong with that?
You can't.
You know, we were surprised this last weekend, speaking of good food, this past week. Stacy walks into the office Friday morning with her arms full.
It was National Donut Day.
So you actually took it upon yourself to buy donuts.
Well, you know, I don't want my coworkers to suffer and not get to partake in a national holiday of donuts, so.
Well, the rest of us never thought of that. Did you want to share them with us, or did you just want some?
Both.
Yeah, of
it
course.
Both. It was both.
What was I thinking?
Yeah.
National Donut Day, of all things. I was, you know, I always get a kick out of some of the area small town newspapers.
Yeah.
And looking, especially at some of those old articles from the past. That
I
they
like
print.
Those.
I know. That's where I immediately go to every time I go. But I saw a couple of them that really tripped my fancy here from the Anita Tribune. And they're looking backward in their files column. I'm going to go back a little far here. From 1937, June 3rd, 1937. This was 75 years ago.
Okay.
Now, there's a moral to this story also. This is kind of, I got a kick out of this one. This article, again, this was from 75 years ago in the Anita Tribune, 1937. And those of you who subscribe to the Anita Tribune may have already seen this, but those of you who don't from around the area might enjoy this. And maybe you can relate to this, too, a little bit.
Okay.
It says, William Harmon and L.Z. North, truckers from Savannah, Missouri, paid Charles Watson, the constable, 50 cents last week for having deposited slugs in the coin box of the pay station adjoining the telephone office in Anita.
Okay.
Did you ever try to do those things when you were a kid with a pop machine or something where you put the little slugs in there trying to...
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing that before. But anyway, it says the two men placed 4 long-distance calls from the local pay station early last Wednesday morning. The coin box was opened immediately after they left the station, and 4 25-cent slugs and 2 10-cent slugs were found in it. So a call was immediately put in to the elevator at Panora, one of the places called by the young men, and the names of the men were secured. So it was discovered that the men were going to Panora for corn and would probably be back through Anita. It says, early that afternoon, the truck did return to Anita. They parked the truck in front of the Millard Blacksmith Shop, and one went across the street to eat a lunch, while the other was looking at the tires when a gentleman, C.H. Daubendike, and Mr. Wilson arrived. It says, when the young men realized that the slugs had been definitely traced back to them, they were glad to hand over the $1.70 rather than be prosecuted.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, I bet. Harmon handed Mr. Wilson 2 $1 bills, and Mr. Wilson told him that he wanted something for coming down there and said 50 cents would be all right.
Yeah.
When was the last time?
50 cents for your trouble.
50 cents for your trouble. That's right.
You can hardly even buy a pop with that.
Yeah. So it says Harmon reached into his pocket and brought out a handful of change. So he handed Wilson 20 cents. In his hand also were some other slugs. Oops.
Busted.
Yeah, talk about literally red-handed or silver-handed, yeah, as the case may be. So those were taken by Wilson.
Well,
yeah, it says that this should be a warning to those who are carrying slugs and using them in place of money. Using slugs for money is a federal offense, and the penalty is severe.
Ooh. I got very lucky then. Yeah.
Penalty is so severe.
So it came to, what, 250?
Yeah. That was 75 years ago from the Oneida Tribune. So,
wow.
Yeah. Don't be passing slugs. I think every kid at some point in time tried to do that at some place, somewhere.
Hmm. Never heard of it.
Yeah, right. You just keep talking.
No, I haven't.
And there was one other here that I kind of found funny, and I'm sure it was put in the paper to be somewhat funny, mm-hmm, or some sort of a response to someone. This is from 100 years ago, out of the Oneida newspaper, from 1912, May 30th of 1912, in the Oneida Tribune, back in 1912, this was printed. It says, "Wanted, in almost every town in this country, an editor who can read, write, and argue politics, and at the same time be religious, funny, scientific, and historical, and can write to everybody, to please everybody, know everything without asking or being told, always have something good to say about everybody, make no mistakes, be in two or three places at the same time, and never forget anything, live on wind, and make twice as much money as the United States Mint. There is a splendid opening for this kind of a man in almost every graveyard." Work yourself to death,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone complained about something.
And he let him have it.
So, yeah, so the editor
nice
decided.
Nice little way to do it.
Here you go. We'll tell you what we think.
Yeah, you come and try it.
In plain and simple English. I think we've all been there in our, yeah, jobs at some point in time before. So,
yeah,
kind of funny. 100 years ago in the Oneida Tribune. I love reading those little back in time pieces.
Yeah, they're cute.
Always fun to see some of those things that go on. Well, that's enough history. We've got plenty of future to talk to
yes,
you about because, hey, it's the summer season now, so we've got lots and lots of things going on.
Yes. Well, speaking of the future, June 11th, tickets are now on sale for the Carson and Barnes Circus. It's the all-new 2012 show, and it'll be held at the Atlantic Airport. That's on Highland Road here in Atlantic. Again, that's on June 11th, and they have two different shows. One's at 4:30, and the other is at 7:30. You can get your tickets at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, or you can also go online at bigtopshow.com. A portion of the sales will benefit the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's programs and events, and you can get your advance tickets at the depot. Prices range from $16 for an adult to $8 for a child at the gate on the day of the performance, or as little as $10 for an adult and $6 for children if you purchase them in advance using the discount coupon. And those coupons are available locally, or you can also download them from bigtopshow.com. For more information on that, you can also call the chamber. So that's the Carson and Barnes Circus coming to town in Atlantic on June 11th. They have two different shows to choose from, 4:30 and 7:30. The Griswold Fire Department's third annual barbecue and smoking contest that comes up in July. That's July 6th and 7th. But the entries are now being accepted. It's $100 per team. And that enters you into all five categories. For more information on that, you can call Jeb Peck. And his number is 789-0346. It's the Griswold Fire Department's third annual barbecue and smoking contest that's held in July, and they're taking entries now for that. The Marnie Community Club, they're going to meet on June 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Marnie Community Center. They're going to have a meeting earlier this time because of the co-ed softball game start on Sunday at 4 at the Marnie Park. They'll also have the concession stand will be open. They'll be serving grilled hamburgers and hot dogs, plus cool drinks and other treats. A Red Cross blood drive will be held in Oakland. That's coming up on June 6th. It's from 11:30 to 5:30, and that's at the Community Center. The Grout Museum will be at the Atlantic Public Library, also on June 6th. That's from 11 to noon. It's for all ages, and it is free. There's going to be a guest speaker. There'll be experiments and snakes. You can show up and bring your camera. Again, that's the Grout Museum on June 6th from 11 to noon at the Atlantic Public Library, and that is free. The Nishna Valley Shrine Club, they'll meet at the Feedlot Restaurant in Atlantic on June 6th at 6:30, and they'll have their social hour followed by their regular meeting at 7. There's a moped class that will be held on June 9th. That's from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Farm Bureau Insurance in Atlantic. Just $40 for that. And to sign up, you can call the Nishna Valley Cycle. The number is 243-6343. Again, that's the moped class on June 9th and costs $40. And you call the Nishna Valley Cycle to sign up for that. Exira Mason's Flag Day Breakfast, that's on June 10th. It's from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Brayton Town Hall. They'll be serving pancakes and eggs, sausage, French toast, and that's all for a free will donation. And that's sponsored by the Exodus Lodge number 342. It's Exira Mason's Flag Day Breakfast on June 10th from 8:30 to 12:30, and that's at the Brayton Town Hall. The 5th Annual Western Iowa No-Till Demonstration Field Day is on June 12th. That's held at the Carstens 1880 Farmstead, which is south of Shelby. They'll have a wide variety of topics for anyone interested in learning more about soil stewardship practices on the high erodible soils of western Iowa. The day starts at 8 a.m. with registration and vendor displays. The field day then begins at 9, presentation topics. Lunch will be served, and that's free of charge to all in attendance, and that includes a steak sandwich grilled by the Harrison County Cattlemen. And there's no charge for the event, but they just want you to pre-register for that, and they ask that you do that by June 7th. Just make sure there'll be a lunch available for you. A registration can be completed by calling the Harrison County Extension Office, and that's 888-644-2105. That's the 5th Annual Western Iowa No-Till Demonstration Field Day on June 12th at the Carstens 1880 Farmstead, which is south of Shelby. A Red Cross Blood Drives will be held on June 14th in Audubon from 12 to 6 at the St. Patrick's Parish Center and also in Lewis from 12 to 5:30 at the Lewis Community Center. Later in June, the Summer Concert Series are coming back. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's Third Thursday Summer Concert Series begins on June 21st. That's at the City Park. That starts at 5:30. For the first one, it will be the Dirt Road Acoustic Rehab, and they'll be playing country, rock, and blues. For more information on that, you can call 243-3017. You can also check out the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page or also online at atlanticiowa.com. And in case of rain, it will be held at the Elks Lodge. That's the Third Thursday Summer Concert Series on June 21st in the Atlantic City Park, and that starts at 5:30. Towards the end of June, the Iowa Master Gardener Summer Webinar is on June 26th. That's from 6:30 to 7:30. It's free to all local residents with an interest in gardening. It's hosted by the Iowa State University Extension County offices, and they're held on the fourth Tuesday of the month through August. Here in Atlantic, it's the local host. I'll have information on vegetable gardening, but from a variety of perspectives. To register, you can call the Cass County Extension office. Again, that's on June 26th from 6:30 to 7:30.
Lots of stuff.
Oh, yes.
Got lots more, too, actually. We got an awful lot of stuff to go through here this week. First, though, let's go ahead and take this short break, and then we'll tell you more right after this.
It's official. Our welcome mat is out, and we hope you'll come visit. This is Sarah Nelson with Cass County Health System. Join us for an open house and tours Sunday, June 10th from 1 to 5 p.m. Help us celebrate the completion of phase one of our addition and renovation project. Come see our new state-of-the-art emergency department, same-day surgery and surgical suites, beautiful new nursery, brand new private inpatient rooms, and the remodeled Atlantic Medical Center. We hope you will be as proud of your community hospital as we are. Come celebrate with us. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back to business here. Got some more stuff going on. Irwin has been celebrating Heritage Day this weekend. In fact, it started on Friday and continues through Sunday. Some events still coming up on Sunday include a community church service at the community building in Irwin. That's at 9 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock, they'll have a fundraiser continental breakfast also at the community building as they continue to wind things down from a big weekend. That's Irwin Heritage Day in Irwin. Also, this Sunday, June the 3rd, there's a Dad's Belgian Waffle Breakfast at the St. Michael's Roseman Parish Center in Harlan from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's all you can eat, waffles with fruit, sausages, and beverages, $7 per person for adults. Kids age 6 through 12 is $5, and children age 5 and under can eat for free, with proceeds going to support Shelby County's Honduran Partnership Project. And I'll have carryouts available for that event as well. That's at the St. Michael's Roseman Parish Center in Harlan this Sunday, June the 3rd, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Now, also this Sunday, June 3rd, the second annual Art in the Park, that's in the Pioneer Park on the south side of Harlan, is being held this Sunday, June 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a family event, so you can meet and purchase art from more than 30 artists and vendors. And they'll have a raffle and a photography contest as well. And they hope to have a pretty good crowd for that. Now, that's all kind of in conjunction with Shelby County Historical Society's Log Cabin Day, which is also this Sunday, June the 3rd. That'll be going on at the Shelby County Museum at the corner of Morse and Pine Streets in Harlan from 11:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. You can tour the log cabins, enjoy music in the park. You can feast on walking tacos. What is bad about walking tacos?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's what I thought. Old-time hamburgers and hot dogs. You can have chips, beans, bars, and drinks. Military history displays will be there. There'll be a plate lunch featuring all that food. $5 for adults. Children 6 and under, $2. There'll be entertainment, working exhibits, just kind of old-fashioned fun. That's Shelby County Historical Society's Log Cabin Day. And again, that's this Sunday, June 3rd, 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Shelby County Museum in Harlan. Lots of things happening there. Plenty more things going on around here these next few days. In fact, Audubon is celebrating its annual flight breakfast this weekend, this Sunday, June the 3rd, at the Audubon County Airport. Now, the breakfast is free to those who fly in. Those of us who don't have our wings, we don't have to pay that much. It's a good breakfast. It's serving from 6:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. They have a ham and cheese omelet, pancakes, coffee, milk, juice. It's $7 for adults. Children 11 and under, $5. Now, they also offer automobile parking at the DR and KW Transter Incorporated lot, and they'll be shuttle busing folks to the airport. So you can also get there if you'd like, either by bike or you can walk. Do the T-Bone Trail. Mm-hmm. They'll have bicycle parking areas there at the airport as well. The Audubon Chamber of Commerce sponsoring that event. That's the annual flight breakfast this Sunday, June the 3rd, 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the Audubon County Airport. And they hope to have another good crowd. That's a pretty nice event they have. I've been there before. Good food.
Yeah.
Good food, and they do it very well. Some other events going on here in the coming days. Also, there's a Water Fun in the Sun program at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. They ask you to come join the YMCA staff and the Atlantic Firefighters for a free water extravaganza. You know, if you see the word extravaganza, it's fun. It'll include a huge slip and slide. I want to be younger
now. That makes you feel like a kid again, huh?
Yeah, I want to be younger now. A huge slip and slide, a giant sprinkler, water fights, water balloons, and also a lunch, a free lunch that'll go along there too. That's coming up on June the 6th. So that's June 6th is coming up here very soon. And that will be grades 6 through 8 from noon to 12:45. And grades 4th and 5th will be from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the YMCA parking lot. Now, they do need you to register, though. You do need to register by June 5th at the YMCA. All kids who are going to participate are required to have a signed release form by their parent or guardian. And they also mentioned, don't forget the free lunch is served for those 18 and younger all summer long from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Monday through Friday at the YMCA. So they hope to remind you of that, too, and hope to have a good crowd and have a lot of fun there that particular day for that all that fun stuff. Oh, I'm trying to go somewhat in order here. Let's see, what else do I have? Oh, here's an event coming up on Saturday, June 9th. It's the second annual Harlan Hustle. It's a 5K and 10K walk run. Or crawl, if I were doing it.
I'll be walking.
Can I bring my bike? Saturday, June the 9th, 9 a.m. is when they'll start. Check-in time is from 8 a.m. to 8:45 a.m. Wellness Center members will pre-register then for $20, and non-Wellness Center members for $25. They'll also be a race. They'll start and finish at the North Park in Harlan. There'll be medals, t-shirts, a backpack filled with goodies to those who finish. There'll be music, door prizes, giveaways, breakfast burrito buffet, and fruit to all the finishers as well. Again, that's coming up Saturday, June 9th, 9 a.m. is when they get that started. Get the day started with a brisk little run, yeah. 5K and 10K. Let's see, also coming up here in the very near future, this week as a matter of fact, the folks with the, they have a class coming up called Better Choices, Better Health. It's a self-management workshop held in Atlantic at the Allen House at 14. 1606 East 19th Street. Volunteer community members who have a chronic condition or those who take care of someone who has a chronic condition will help to lead the two-hour sessions that are held once a week for 6 weeks. It's free of charge. They start June 6th, and they'll have programs on June 13th, 20th, and 27th. They won't make you come on the 4th of July. They want you to enjoy the good stuff. But then they'll do it again July 11th and 18th from 1 until 3 in the afternoon on those Wednesdays. So they give you an opportunity to learn how to deal with things like depression and getting started with healthy eating and exercise and communicating effectively with your doctor and healthcare team and managing stress and fatigue and fear and problem solving, all those kinds of things. If you have any questions, contact Carla Akers or Melissa Stark at the Cass County Public Health Offices at 243-8006. They can tell you more about that event coming up. Also, the fourth annual Circles for Success Classic Cars Cruising for a Cure 2012 event coming up on Saturday, June the 9th. Now, this will be held rain or shine. It's a free will donation for the entry, and what they're asking for is for folks who have classic cars, and that can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Those who have classic cars show up between 9 and 10 a.m. at Iowa Western Community College here in Atlantic, and they're going to have a little cruise. They're going to cruise the Great Lakes of our area. They're going to cruise to Lake Anita and Littlefield Lake up at Exira. Door prizes, dash plaques, goodie bags for the drivers, chance to win a $100 steering wheel table. Also a chance to have your car on the 2013 Cruise dash plaque, and they'll have a cookout lunch at the Allen House in Atlantic as well. I know folks will want to participate, and also folks will want to gather just to see all those classic cars as well. And you can also enjoy those classic cars at the Allen House after the event and enjoy a $3 lunch from noon until 2 p.m. Now, also, look for those raffle tickets. This is cool.
Yes.
You've already got yours.
Yeah, I did.
They're selling raffle tickets for $2 each for a one-of-a-kind 1952 Chevy car couch. It's valued at about $700. Barry Wright in Atlantic made this. It's the rear end of a 1952 Chevy. It's in great condition. He's made it real nice. It's painted white with some gray-looking kind of flame-type design on the side of it. It's got the original taillights and stuff. And then inside, where the trunk would normally be, that's gone. And what it is instead is the old seats from another old car that are placed in there and set up nice to make it a little couch out of it. Very unique piece.
It is.
And in fact, if you open up the gas cap, you know, where the gas tank would be, or the where you'd fill it up there, you open that up, it has a little switch on there that turn on the taillights.
No, that's cool.
So they actually work. Yeah. I mean, how cooler can you get? How much cooler can you be? 1952 Chevy car couch, and they're selling those raffle tickets for $2 each, with all the proceeds going to the Cass County Relay for Life effort. So yeah, if you can help those folks out, you might help yourself out, too, with one of the coolest conversation pieces you can find. I don't know how you could do better than that.
No.
Okay, let's see. I got plenty more here yet. We have a blood drive coming up in Anita June the 12th. And this will be at the Anita Community Center, Tuesday, June 12th, noon to 6 p.m. Schedule your appointment by calling Donis at 762-3816, or you can contact Mary Lou at 762-4471. Walk-ins, of course, are always welcome. That's Tuesday, June the 12th, noon to 6 at the Anita Community Center for that Red Cross blood drive coming up. Oh, boy. We have, let's do this. We have the Brayton Legion Post 350 is having a retired flag burning and honor flight fundraiser coming up on Thursday, June 14th. That's Flag Day, of course. 5 p.m. They want you to join them for hamburgers, beans, chips, and drinks for your free will donation. And then at 6 p.m., they will have the legal flag burning ceremony as they retire some old flags, and there'll be events held at the Old Glory Park in Brayton as well. And any donations for the Honor Flight Fund would also be greatly appreciated. And if you have an old American flag that's tattered, torn, faded, you know, they don't last forever.
No.
Out in the elements, bring them along, and they will retire those as part of that ceremony. So bring those along with you too when you come. An antique show in Walnut. Boy,
that'll
antique
bring a big
wall.
Crowd.
Yeah, boy, is that huge. Yeah, it's coming up not too far down the road, June 15th through the 17th. Walnut gearing up for what is its 30th annual antique show. Delve into antiques in 2012 is the motto this year. It started as a small show with about 24 antique dealers on one block downtown. Well, now you know it's much bigger than that.
Yeah.
The AMVETS Veterans Association is helping to promote and organize the show. And they have all kinds of things that will be planned. It's free admission, free parking, easy for folks to get around. It's coming up again that weekend, June 15th through the 17th. And they hope to have another huge show. They have hundreds of dealers that end up coming in. The Walnut Fire Department will kind of keep an eye on the weather and things, too. And they're looking for a great time on Father's Day weekend this year. So they hope everybody will keep that on their calendar of things that they may want to plan for. Also coming up here not too far down the road, speaking of Relay for Life, we're going to have a first-ever motorcycle team in the Relay for Life this year in Cass County. June 22nd, 11:30 a.m., meet in the Atlantic City Park. Pay $20 per bike or vehicle for a 90-mile run that'll stop in Griswold, Grant, Messina, Oneida, Wyota, and then at last at the Atlantic High School where the relay will be held. They hope to ride for a cause. All donations are appreciated. You can contact Susan Baxter at 243-6350 for more information about that event. Also coming up a little further down the road here on Sunday, June 24th, the Nishna Valley Family YMCA is going to sponsor a down-home country hoedown. This is right up your alley. Dust off your boots, circle the wagons. You'd do a hoedown, wouldn't you?
I used to square dance.
Yeah?
For elementary school.
Elementary school. Okay, well, stay out of Stacy's way or she'll break your toe when she tries to throw down with those boots there. It's open to members and the public. They'll have prizes, line dancing, kids games, mechanical bull riding, stationary steer roping, square dancing, stick to your ribs grub as well. It's all free. And they hope to have a great crowd for Sunday, June the 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. Nishna Valley Family YMCA, a hoedown, huh? There you go. Also, the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic sponsoring its second annual PET 5K Run and Mile Walk. It's going to be at the Schulberg Quarry Path. You take Buck Creek Road off of 2nd Street, turn right on Iowa Avenue. It's a nice walking path down there around the water. Saturday, July 14th. They'll start at 9 a.m. The entry fee is $20, and those who pre-register before June 26th will also be guaranteed a T-shirt. And race day registration begins at 7 a.m. PET, by the way, stands for Personal Energy Transportation. It's a three-wheeled wheelchair that's hand-propelled, funded through donors at the local level and built by volunteers. Those wheelchairs are provided to children and adults all over the world who don't have the use of their legs or who are legless. So it's a project that they are working on through the First United Methodist Church here in Atlantic. You can pick up registration forms at the church or at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, or you can get them online as well. So lots of opportunity there for you to participate. All right, so that's about all I've got here for now, about all the time we have for some of that stuff anyway. Yeah. We need to move on. You've got some birthdays here.
Yep. Let's see here. We have happy birthday to Howard Mathiason of Harlan, celebrating his 80th birthday with an open house on Saturday, June 9th. That's from 2 to 4 at the Elkhorn Town Hall in Elkhorn. Howard and his wife, Marianne, have 7 kids, 9 grandchildren, and 5 great-grandchildren. They invite their friends to come and join the celebration. Again, that's happy birthday to Howard Mathiason in Harlan, celebrating his 80th birthday with an open house on Saturday, June 9th from 2 to 4. That's at the Elkhorn Town Hall. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, happy birthday to Rosemary So, celebrating her birthday on June 4th. And also happy birthday to Dick Richter, celebrating his birthday on June 6th. So happy birthday to those folks there.
Very good. Have a couple of anniversaries here in front of me. Bud and Darlene Meyer will be celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary this Sunday, June the 3rd, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Greenfield Assisted Living Dining Room at 615 Southeast Kent Street in Greenfield. So congratulations to those folks, and they hope to have some friends come along as well and celebrate. Also, Dave and Jan Heifel of Atlantic will be celebrating their 40th anniversary. That's coming up on June the 4th. I don't have any notes here about any kind of an event, but we're letting you know.
Yep.
So make sure you drop them a card. That's all I have for that. No babies this week?
No babies.
Okay, one more thing I found I forgot. It's coming up this week, so we better sneak it in. The Oneida Public Library sponsoring PBS Kids' Dan Wardell's Reading Road Trip. That's this Wednesday, June the 6th, 9:30 to 11 a.m. in the Bandshell Park in Oneida. Along with Dan's reading program, everyone will enjoy the bounce slide, snacks, pinatas, and face painting. And it's the first of several programs the library is sponsoring in June. And in case of rain, we hope not, but in case of rain, it'll be held in the community center. Everyone is welcome to attend that event coming up this week. All right, that's all the time we have. Hope you enjoyed May. If not, well, it's now June,
it's so now
have
June.
Fun with that, right?
New start.
This is Jim Peel.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.